No, your eyes were not deceiving you. The states that Republican Richard Nixon won that night in his 1972 landslide victory were colored blue on the CBS map. CBS's great broadcast innovation would soon inspire the other networks to introduce red and blue maps to their own election night broadcasts. For its part, CBS would keep the Republican blue and Democratic red scheme through the 1980 election.
For Reagan, well, it's a different story. They're shown in blue, and this country is almost solidly in the Reagan colors tonight.
Those pairings may seem odd today, but they weren't back then. That's because blue, as NPR's Ron Elving has noted, was a color closely associated with the Union Army, led by Republican Abraham Lincoln. Red, on the other hand, was a color associated with leftists and left-leaning parties throughout the world, as it is today. But it wasn't until the 2000 election that the political concept or term red state versus blue state took hold. On that election night, the network anchors and pundits relied heavily on the colored maps to explain how close the race was between George W. Bush and Al Gore. Very soon, those red states and blue states that the country saw over and over again on TV became rooted in American culture. David Letterman was one of the earliest cultural figures to pick up on this just a few days after the 2000 election.
Candidates have worked out a compromise, and thank God not a minute too soon. Here's how it's going to go. George W. Bush will be president for the red states. Al W. Gore will be president for the blue states. And that's the best we can do.